Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Jai Radhe. Everybody again please, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Rama Hare Hare, Radhe Radhe Radhe, Jai 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 Shri Radhe, Hare 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 Hare, Radhe Radhe Radhe, Jai 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 Shri Radhe, Radhe Radhe Radhe, Jai 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 Shri Radhe, Radhe Radhe Radhe, Jai 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 Shri Radhe, राधारानी की जय, महारानी की जय, 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 राधे राधे राधे, जय 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 श्री राधे, राधे राधे राधे, जय 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 श्री राधे, बोलो जय जय श्री राधे, जय जय श्री राधे, जय जय श्री राधे, श्याम हरे कृष्ण. This morning, amongst other subjects, we heard something about the power of Radha's holy name. It was very important for all of us to note that our darshan of Srimati Radharani will come about from the full dawning, das Aufblühen of her holy name in our heart. We heard how upon hearing the first syllable of this name, Ra, Krishna himself becomes very happy. And when he sees the person, doesn't stop at Ra, but takes the whole name, Radha, he comes running after that person, ready to award him a treasure which is much more significant than the benefits which can be had from this world, Dharma, Artha, Karma, and Moksha. No, Krishna, upon hearing someone earnestly taking the name of Radha, is ready to bestow upon him Prema Bhakti, something transcendental. We also heard this morning, oh, there was so much which we heard this morning. that Krishna himself takes to this holy name. Now, as Prabodhananda Saraswati, the author of Radha Rasa Sudhanidhi, talks about these wonderful subject matters, in his heart a leela arises, he sees something, which he describes in this text 96, which I would like to read with you this afternoon. I would like to chant this for you. I'm sorry, because of so much singing, my voice is somewhere between England and Spain. It will return. Kalinditata Kalinditata Kunja Mandira Gato Yogindra Vatyapada Jyoti Dhyana Pada Sada Japati Jam Prema Shrupuna Hari Kenabhyadbhutam Ulasat Ratirasanandena Samohita Saraditi Sadaridi Spurato Me Vidya Paradvakshada. He says, may the two-syllable mantra Radha always appear in my heart. Krishna once was singing this name when he was sitting like the king of yogis in a cottage nearby the Yamuna shore, meditating on his beloved's lotus feet. And when Krishna chanted this name Radha, he was overcome with splendid bliss and nectar love, and his eyes filled with tears. May this two-syllable mantra Radha always appear in my heart. This is what happened once. Radha and Krishna had made an appointment to meet in the night at a place called Sankit. They had discussed, there is a beautiful Kunja, which means like a, in Deutsch sagt man ein Laubenhain. In English you would say like a little grove, a little enclosure with trees, where there is also a pastime bed, which is covered with rose petals, and it's not just a forest thing. It is something which is like a little forest house, you could say, built by the vines of the trees. Vrindadevi arranges these beautiful meeting places for the divine couple. So they had agreed on one particular kunja. But because it was Amavasya, that means there was no light, the moon did not shine, Radha had arrived in the kunja, but Krishna couldn't find it. And instead of arriving at the appointed meeting place, he came to another kunja. So there's Srimati Radharani and her little associate, one Manjari, in one kunja, and Radha sits, and Krishna sits in another, and the divine couple longs to be united, but they are separated. So Krishna feels very restless, and Radharani extremely upset. Now, I need to make a little information about children. I'm trying since a long time to speak in such a way that children will also get the point, but I'm not yet successful, and the children are terribly bored with my presentations. It's my fault. But I always request that the parents take their children when they are becoming, when they are voicing their discontent, that they take them out and take care of them by feeding them with milk and other things so that they become peaceful. I will say this a few times. If you don't do this, so please do it now. And, Krishna is staying in this kunja, and the thought comes into his mind, how will Radharani find the way through this dark forest? She will not find the way. And how will Radha find me if she cannot find the way to this kunja? So, as he is engaged in this question, how will Radha find me, a certain secret about Radharani becomes revealed to him in his heart. Now, this secret is expressed in a poetic composition called Radha Kripa Kataksha Stava. It's a secret relating to Srimati Radharani's toenails. She has toenails, but from these toenails all mystic perfections emanate. And the toenails are further emanating a light which just shines through the dark forest and makes it bright, as if there are 10 torchlights, powerful torchlights on Radharani's toenails. There are many meditations by our Goswamis on the toenails of Srimati Radhika. And they say the light emanating from these toenails is more powerful than the Brahman effulgence. So as Krishna begins to think that Radha will find the path by the light emanating from her toenails, he becomes very soothed. There is a prayer about this, and I would like to pray it with you today. Is it there? Good.
Munindra Vrindavandite Triloka Shoka Harini Prasanna Vakta Pankaje Nikunya Bhuvilasini Vajenda Banu Nandini Vajenda Suno Sangate Kada Karesya Siyaman Kipa Kadaksha Sadanam Ashoka Vriksha Vallari Vitana Mandapastite Pravala Valla Pallava Prabhadunangri Komale Parabaya Spuratkare Prabhuta Sampadalaye Kadakarishya Siyama Kadakataksamadam.
This says, Kishori's soft lotus feet radiate a pinkish glow like the rising sun. So from her lotus feet, this glow like the rising sun comes. So there's no darkness for Srimati Radharani. And in the 11th shloka, there's another talk about Radharani's toenails.
Ananta koti Vishnu loka namra patma jachite himatri japulomaja virenchaya vara prade apara siddhiretide tasat padango linake kada karesya siyama kipa kataksha bhajanam.
Again, kada karesya siyama kipa kataksha bhajanam. This last line, this apara siddhi riti dikta says, O goddess, from your toenails emanate countless opulences and mystic perfections. So Krishna thinks all by himself, oh, she will find the way by the light emanating from her lotus toenails. And while meditating on the light emanating from her toenails, Krishna enters a deep samadhi. And that's why in this verse, Prabodhananda Sarasvati calls him Yogi Raj, the king of all yogis. The samadhi of Krishna is because he meditates on the effulgence of Radha's toenails. Great yogis go traditionally into remote parts of the Himalayan mountains and enter caves to find perfect silence and perfect concentration. And if they are able, they enter into a deep state of samadhi, where all of a sudden, in the sacred space of their hearts, the light of the Brahman pervades their whole being. They see Brahman. But Krishna here enters into a similar trance. He enters in the core of the heart near the Yamuna, and there he sees not the Brahman, but the effulgence of Radha's toenails. I know that some of our devotees are interested in meditation, and as you all know, after going inside, you can enter this mystical space, the temple of the heart, and there you should meditate on that image which you saw. Radha is there on the throne, and from her toenails, beautiful toenails, very tender toenails, like the sprouts of a lotus flower, a light comes and illuminates your whole being and dispels the tamas and the rajas. So as Krishna enters into the samadhi, seeing the light from the toenails of Radha, he starts chanting actually Radha's name. Radha, 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 Radha. Like this, it is in Sanskrit, it is said, Japeti. He does the japa of Radha's name. And his eyes begin to overflood with tears, and the hairs on his body begin to stand erect. Krishna has a particular line of hair which goes from his navel upwards. It's not downwards like a human being's line of hair, but it goes upwards. In this way he chants. Now while this is going on, please remember Radha is in a different kunj, and she says, where is Krishna? Now her assistant Manjari, whose particular service is to bring the divine couple together, begins to understand that what is going on, that Krishna is somewhere chanting the name of Radha. This gives us a little idea. When you are really entering your service, at that time you are empowered by a certain sense of seeing things which others cannot see. I think we, those of us who went on book distribution, know this. When we are really fixed on bringing the transcendental literatures in the hands of the conditioned souls, you know, you meet people and you say, "Herr Doctor," and the person goes, "Well, how did you know that I'm a doctor?" And you know, "Well, I'm trying to do some service, and what is necessary is in service is supplied to me." I think you all know this. When you focus on a service for Radha or for Krishna, and you really are focused and committed, and you are not a maybe while you do this, but you are 100% there, you know what melody to sing. You know how everything seems to move in a flow. Forgive me for this modern expression. So the Manjari here understands Krishna is nearby. Radha goes more and more impatient, so the Manjari just goes through the dark night and sees, wow, there is something there. I hear some sound, and she follows the sound and opens the kunja and sees Krishna with this dark locks of hair surrounding his beautiful face. His eyes are closed, and from the corner of the eyes, tears trickle down like white pearls. His beautiful siam-colored cheeks, which are slightly red, and the Manjari sees, wow, everything is all right. Krishna is not uninterested in meeting Radha tonight. He is there. He just spaced out. You know, he had the wrong address, you know. So she runs very fast to her mistress and says to Radha, who's there very much suffering, "Your Nagara, your hero, is waiting nearby. He's meditating about you, and he chants your names while tears flow from his eyes." So Radha becomes energized by this information, and she says, "Jayinge, let us go immediately." She goes through the forest, and it's just like Krishna has seen it in his samadhi. Her soft toenails emanate this beautiful light, which is the perfection of all yogic meditation. The Manjari rushes into the kunj where Krishna is and just whispers in his ears, "O Yogi Raj, king of the yogis, the fulfillment of your sadhana has come now." Krishna opens his eyes very slowly. And the Manjari says, "Slowly, slowly, slowly open your eyes, not all at once. The deity whose name you have chanted has arrived personally. The lotus feet upon whom you have meditated have come now before you." So when Krishna hears these loving words, he comes out of his loving trance and very slowly opens his eyes. This is the power of Radha's holy name. It brings Srimati Radharani, and it brings also Krishna. There is a verse. There are some verses in Vrindavan Mahimamrita which talks about the most secret of all mantras. I do not know if all of you are qualified to hear this, but I will try to say this. Prabodhananda Saraswati says, "I shall tell you now a mantra that is hidden from all the Vedas and not manifested anywhere. You cannot even find this mantra in the most confidential scriptures. When a person chants this mantra, the greatest spiritual perfections come before his feet and the opulences of the Supreme Personality of Godhead stand in his hand. Now he talks about the rules for chanting this mantra. For a person who chants this mantra, there are no orders and no prohibitions. A person who understands the dust of this mantra's lotus feet purifies they who know the rules of the Vedas. This mantra is the sweetest nectar. It is the auspiciousness of all auspiciousness. It is filled with all limitless wonderful glory. It is the ultimate goal of all goals. This mantra is the wild bliss of all wild blisses. They say it is the secret of all secrets. Now, would you like to hear this mantra? Prabhupada Saraswati says, without thinking of anything else, day and night chant this mantra. Don't think of anything else. No need to sleep. Day and night chant this mantra. It is Radha. Finished. This mantra, listen. This mantra is a flood of sweetness. It's a flood of sweet, tsunami of sweetness, churned from the sweetest of all nectars. It is a precious flood of the wild sweetness of the bliss of pure love. My dear devotees, love is always wild. You cannot tame it. It overwhelms you. So this is what comes when you do this mantra. Oh, fortunate one, who understands all this? Who understands the meaning of this mantra that is a flood of bliss flowing into the heart? So here is how Krishna chanted this mantra. Shri Krishna first went into solitude. Then he gave his full attention to this mantra. He fixed it in his meditation. And then at the end of all of this, the mantra Devata manifested. Would you like to do this also and try it? No, you are Germans. You don't do such things. Hare Krishna. It's too spiritual for Germans. My dear devotees, this is serious stuff. It is a new sadhana. The scriptures tell us here that this Siddha mantra is composed of two syllables, and if you chant it properly, then you attain perfection. I will tell you secretly what I do personally, since I know about this. I'm continuing the mantra in which I'm initiated, which has 8 times the name of Radha in it. But when I'm in the evening alone, I combine the breathing which I've heard from some sadhus with this mantra. I go on an inhale and on an exhale. And it's immediately very ecstatic. One has to stop it. It's so powerful. So what you do is you go into solitude. That is when there is no longer any noise around you. Then you come to your full attention. You center yourself. You fix your meditation, and then you chant this mantra, Radha, very very devotedly. We will just chant it very slowly. Radha, 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 Radha. Radha, Radha, Radha. And if you do this, thank you very much. And if you do this in solitude, you need to be peaceful, like the Yogi Raj, Sri Krishna, has instructed us. Then some wonderful fruit will come to you, some fruit which is beyond all anything which can be told. Somewhere in a kunj in Vrindavan is a sweet and inconceivably glorious goddess. She's hidden. Please humbly bow before her with folded hands. Worship her with splendid and fragrant blue flowers. Circumambulate her and bow down before her. Please sit tall for a moment. If you're ready, close your eyes. And bring your attention to your ingoing and outgoing breath. When you breathe in, be with your inhaling breath. And when you breathe out, totally connect with your outgoing breath. Your breath brings waves of air inside of you, and waves of air go outside of you. I will read to you now a text, and let this text appear before your eyes. Within a grove in Vrindavan, a sweet and inconceivably glorious goddess is hidden. You can remember our Radharani as she sits on her pinkish throne. Please humbly bow down before her with your hands folded. Take some splendid and fragrant blue flowers and worship her with these flowers. Circumambulate her. Go around her. And then bow down before her. Meditation. Hare Krishna.
Krishna. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Sri Radhe. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Sri Radhe.
We would like to now end this session by showing you a little about Srimati Radharani's home here in Boma Vrindavan, or the Vrindavan on this earth, and by introducing a little project which is very much in our heart and mind to all of you. This is a beautiful palace of Srimati Radharani in Varshana, which has been built by the loving devotees to Radha. In this morning's talk, we had heard how Narada Muni had come to the little cradle of Radha, who at that time had not yet opened her eyes, and prayed to Radha to reveal her form to him. And at that time, Srimati Radharani revealed a form which is depicted here. In Vashana, the saints and sadhus are always meditating about her standing on a lotus with her hands in this dancing mudra and looking very innocently. And let me ask you a question. Do you have any idea who that little bumblebee could be who's there before Radha's face? Yes? Krishna, you know everything. And Vashana is a place of many confidential pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Amongst the many, it's the peacock dance, where Radha and Krishna danced in the disguise of the peacocks together. There's a little temple called the Mor Mandir, where there is a painting done by a blind artist who saw this pastime in the core of his heart and then painted it, although his eyes were closed. Here's the courtyard of the Sriji Mandir. Every morning there are devotees who wait here to take the darshan of Srimati Radharani. After the darshan artik, which is according to Indian flexible time, it is according to the sunrise. After this, many devotees sit there and chant this prayer, Munindra Vindavandite. This is a little path which leads through the Gevavan forest. It's a very wonderful forest with very old trees. They are very small, but we hear that they're very old. This is a passage on the Parikrama path where two mountains come together and you have to climb there. Can someone help me? Sankori, isn't it? Sankarikor, yes. And part of the rock on the your right side is white because here Krishna stopped the gopis and demanded tax in the form of yogurt, and when it was denied to him, he broke open the yogurt pot and the yogurt spilled on that rock. That's why it's white. There's no geological explanation. This is the Krishna Kund. It used to be called Radharani Kund. And here's the path under the desire trees. When you go through this path, you must be very careful what you desire, because the trees are very potent. This is Vashana at night. I think it really, even still today, looks very much like the palace of the Queen of Vrindavan, with all the light coming through the different doors and awnings and so on. Some images of the night parikram. And the widows of Vrindavan. About 4 years ago, or 5 years ago, something happened to me which I want to relate to you. I had been always going to Vrindavan and enjoying the places, but then I met the widows or poor beggars, and I had every year a new pair of Birkenstock sandals given to me. The old ones, someone wanted them, you know. And I felt I should not just go and enjoy. I should serve these people who have taken shelter in Vrindavan. And some devotees immediately jumped into action, cooked some prasadam and put it on a rickshaw and distributed prasadam to the devotees. From this program, prasad distribution from the rickshaw, a big program has come about, where each year we put all these widows in these tractor-drawn carriages, and we bring them to a place where we give them food and Anna and Krishna Leela. Krishna Leela group comes to perform for them. And most important, we give them medical cards which ensure that the medical support is taken care of all around the year. We have called our project Braj Care, Care for Braj. And we started with the widows. Now we take care of holy places which are in disrepair. Here we cook. Devotees cook. It's very important. Brahmanas have to cook. Here is some cooking pots. The Brij Basis all like this program very much because the widow was a person who was not honored in the Indian society. Often their sons brought them to a holy place and then lost them there on purpose without taking care of their widowed mother. And so we thought, let's start there and have expanded from there. You can see just some images. Krishna. She, I think, that, I don't know if it was she, but one of them was just 12 years old and was not even married and saw a sign, Vrindavan, and felt a call of Krishna in the heart and ran to Vrindavan and never left. Now she's old. This is our medical cards. You know, they have this card. They go to our doctors and our pharmacies, apotheken, and then they get free diagnosis and free treatment. It's something permanent. It's not just a meal which happens once a year, but they are taken care of all around the year. You can see, when you are with these people, externally they are poor. They don't have sandals and you have Birkenstock sandals. They don't have all these things which we have. But when you look into their eyes, very often you understand they have more than you will ever get. So much Krishna consciousness, so much Sharanagati, so much really taking shelter, not theoretically, but practically. Great souls, in other words. So, here's some more. Each one has a story, and I'm sure that those who work directly with this project, like Banu Nandini and now Krishna Mohini is helping, and in England devotees are helping. We have like a little network for Braj Care. They can tell you the stories of each one of them. But what I wanted to hint at is that if you feel in your heart, and I feel a little bit, how do you say, I don't want to give the impression that now after a lecture this Maharaj is making calling all of us to help. But if you feel in your heart a desire to help the residents of Vrindavan, and there's also one holy place we like to take care of. It's the Samadhi of Raghunathas Goswami at Radhakund, where the roof has fallen or has been something. The roof is no longer there. You can give a little, maybe a few coins or a little donation. We will have a little table for Braj Care just in the back of the temple room, and you, if you feel in your heart, but only then, that you would like to help a little bit, it's good, because we will be going soon to Vrindavan. And to be a little honest with you, we had so many things to do in this year that I really forgot. There is enough. We will bring enough with us, but just barely enough. So if you feel, you may help. So my main point today was, thank you very much for your wonderful sound vibration in the background. This is ecstatic. My main point is, may the two-syllable mantra Radha, which Lord Hari chants with his eyes filled with large tears, appear in my heart. Krishna was sitting like the king of yogis in a cottage by the Yamuna shore, and he was meditating on her lotus feet, overcome with splendid bliss and nectar love. And he chanted. I think this pastime is so nice, because again, it is a glorification of Radha Nam. This Radha Nam appears exactly 8 times in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Let us count. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. 8 times. Maybe you have not found it. But it's only the name of Radha which is there, and which gives all the perfection of this mantra. At least this is what we say on Radharani's appearance day. Hare Krishna. So, yes, I thank you very much for being in this presentation. Now we do come to the highlight of our Radhastami celebration. I will just have to see with the organizers. Is Syam Nam here, who can inform us what to do? By the way, stay. You are well off that you found a sitting place, because soon this will become crowded. Let us see. Syam Nam, do you know what we should do now?
Wer weiß denn? Weißt du Bescheid?
Nach den hättet ihr mir das sagen müssen.
Jetzt habe ich um 20.30 Uhr beendet. Aber
anyways, jetzt ist... this is the situation. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. But I really am not sure if you told me the informed situation. Am I right that there is now that we need to do a sound check? Good. Then I understand it properly. But who does the sound check? Nitai Gunamani. Do you know about this? Now you know. Good. So what we will do is we will have a sound check now for the Leela Katha. What the Leela Katha is all about is it is something extraordinary. I think most of you have heard about it or seen videos. It's the pastimes of Radha and Krishna performed like it's done in Braj. So we need 20 more minutes, and I hear we cannot use the microphones because there will be a sound check. So we can't really do anything else than a sound check at the moment. Then I think you can in this case leave and return in 20 minutes. Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Hare Krishna, thank you so much, and see you in 20 minutes. Just watch what is going on, and then you will know.